Well, may it please Almighty God to bless us together as we meditate in His Word this morning. Well, the text that I would speak from is probably the most well-known verse in the Bible. And I guess that you all know it very well. And it's the first verse in Psalm 23. So Psalm 23 and verse 1. The words of David, and they are, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Well, David was a man of God. David was blessed in his life. He had many difficulties, many trials, many temptations, left to sin very seriously, and yet he was able to confirm that the Lord was his shepherd. And it's a lovely picture that we have of a shepherd. We see it throughout the world, shepherds leading their flock. And it's a wonderful thing, therefore, as we perhaps look and see sheep and realize there is a shepherd looking after them naturally, so the whole Church of God have a heavenly shepherd. And every true believer will be able to confirm with David, "The Lord is my shepherd." And so it is something that all of us need to consider. All of us need to ponder. Many things you and I may think are important, but the Lord Jesus spoke to Martha and told her, "One thing is needful." And how important that is. We're often taken up with the things of time which perish and pass away, but the things of eternity will never pass away. And how often we fail to realize the vast difference between time and eternity. And yet we are all here this morning living in time. Soon all of us will be out of time, and we will all be in eternity. And the great blessing will be if all of us are found then with the heavenly shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if we are to be found with the heavenly shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, we won't arrive in heaven as a stranger. We won't find that we come there and we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a real consideration, because the truth is, as we read and as we referred to already, those most important words of the Saviour, don't cast them aside, recognize the relevance of them, the truth of them, the importance of them. And they're in this 27th verse of this 10th chapter. The Lord said, "My sheep hear my voice." That's very true and it's very clear. And then he says, "And I know them." Without doubt, the Lord knows all of his sheep, all of his chosen ones, all of his people. The Lord knows them. And then, "And they follow me." So there's three very clear statements then. If the Lord is our shepherd, these words will be true of us. And the Word of God encourages us to examine ourselves, not other people. We are to examine ourselves as to whether we are in the faith or not. There are many things we may examine. You young people, No doubt most of you have taken or will take exams. And those exams are taken so that you are examined as to how well you know the things that you have been taught. And it's important that you pass that examination. Well, you see, the Word of God encourages us to examine ourselves, each one of us. I wonder if we've ever done that. If we've ever really, as it were, come before God, stood before God, the God who is the Almighty One, the Creator of all things, and desired to know whether this great, almighty, all-powerful God is our heavenly shepherd, and if we are therefore one of his sheep, if we are one of his children. These things are so important. We spend time on trivial things, things which will pass away, things will disappear. And yet you see, the great important thing is that all of us have this wonderful knowledge. We know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour and as a crucified Saviour. You may say, well, why is that relevant? It is relevant because we need to know that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. He stood in our stead. You may ask, why is that? Because every one of us is a sinner. And that means that every one of us has disobeyed the commands of Almighty God. Every one of us is guilty before God. And the Word of God tells us, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. All of us. And the important thing is that we know the Lord Jesus Christ as that one who has died for us. He's bore the punishment due to you and me. You see, the punishment for our sin is eternity in hell. And that is the truth. The Lord Jesus tells us in the 17th chapter of John, thy word is truth. The Bible is true. Never think it's not. Because if we think it's not and think it's irrelevant, it'll be to our eternal damnation. When we stand before the judgment seat of God, which all of us will, and we need to know then that the Lord Jesus Christ has died in our place. He bore the punishment instead of us, the punishment due to you and me because of our sins. There is no sin in heaven. No sin in heaven. It is a pure, wonderful place. A wonderful place of peace and eternal happiness and glory. But there's no sin. There's no pride. There's no lust. There's nothing that separates us from the love of God. And therefore, how relevant and important for all of us to have the great evidence that the Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd. To be able to say that. You see, if I was to ask you this morning, every one of you, can you say before God, the Lord is my shepherd? Bless God if you can. And don't deny it if you can. The devil's a great tempter. The devil's a liar from the beginning. He always has been. Never listen to what the devil says. But the great thing is to have the evidence that the Lord is my shepherd. And to know, therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ has died in our place. Now, we will have the evidence of this in our hearts. It won't be something which is just void, because the Holy Spirit works in the souls of all of His children. And we're thankful to be here today and to know that the Lord has worked in the heart of Lydia and Joshua quite differently. My friends, the Lord works in every soul, differently. But you see, there is a common vein that runs through the spiritual life of every true believer. And it's a very important test for every one of us. And it's summed up in a very simple phrase: to know ourselves as a perishing sinner and to know the Lord Jesus as a precious and glorious Saviour. It's two very simple statements, isn't it? But every true believer knows that before they pass out of time into eternity. We know ourselves before a holy God as one who has offended the law of God and sinned and come short and deserve eternal punishment. And then to be found having fled to the Saviour to receive the glorious gift of eternal life, and to therefore have the evidence that we are one of His children. And so to be able to say this morning, the Lord is my shepherd. And if we are, we should have known that this great and glorious King of Kings, yes, He comes as a shepherd, but He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the ruler of the universe. To think that He has come and looked upon you and looked upon me as an individual. Your real religion is individual. You and I can't go to heaven on someone else's religion. It's the personal work of the Holy Spirit into our heart, which convinces us of our lost and ruined state and directs us to the glorious salvation which is to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that we are able to come and say, the Lord is my salvation. He is the one in whom is all my hope. Well, my friends, what an important thing it is, therefore, to be able to trace out that this Lord is my shepherd. Now, the Lord then speaks to His people. He calls us to alert us to our condition and our situation. And again, I can't tell. Only you can tell whether God has called you. And you know, if the Lord has called you, you will be able to testify this: and you hath He quickened. That means made spiritually alive, who were dead, spiritually dead in trespasses and in sins. The unbeliever knows nothing spiritual. He may think they do, but they don't, because they don't realize the glorious work of the Holy Spirit in the soul, which changes us. We're a changed person. We're a new creature. A new creature. Because we possess the great and wonderful gift of eternal life. The light of the gospel has shone into our heart. Oh, this morning, do you know this shepherd who shines the light of the gospel into our heart? The Lord is my shepherd. How many people today count the things of God of little consequence? Don't want to worship the great God. Don't want to bow down before the almighty ruler of the universe. No, they want to please themselves. My friends, you and I will please ourselves if we like for a mere few years and then eternity. And then eternity. Let us not forget the great and important consideration. Eternity. I have said sometimes to our young people here and to other places where I've preached, and I just say it again. You may remember there was a very godly preacher in the 19th century, Robert Murray McShane. And he was greatly blessed in his preaching. And hundreds or perhaps thousands were converted under him. He died when he was 29. He wasn't an old man. But he had a great view of the value of a soul and of eternity. And he ministered at the church in Dundee in Scotland. And he had placed outside, I think it was outside the doors leading into the church, a stone, a large stone. And on the stone was inscribed just one word. Well, I wonder if you can guess what that word was. Well, that one word was eternity. What it meant was, everyone who went into that church passed over this stone and saw this word, eternity. Well, when you come to worship, do you worship for eternity? You see, there was a stark reminder, and it's good for all of us as we come to worship, and I hope we all come to worship. There's many here I don't really know, but I hope you do go to worship, and I hope you do go to worship for the benefit of your soul, to hear what the heavenly shepherd has to say to you in directing you and leading you as you travel on through this life. And may it be you travel on to your eternal home, and may that eternal home be in glory with the Saviour. Well, it will be a wonderful blessing if it is, and a wonderful favour if it is. And may we all be found indeed journeying in this right way, and hear then the words of this heavenly shepherd. Again, let me revert to that question. Have you heard the voice of Jesus? Has he called you? Has he spoken to you? Well, the Apostle Paul tells us he was called by the grace of God. You see, you and I don't deserve anything. Because we've sinned, because we've turned our back upon God, we don't deserve any mercy. But what a wonderful thing it is if the Lord has mercy upon us, and he does call us, and he does speak to us, and we do have the evidence of that voice in our hearts, so that we can come and say, I know whom I have believed. Sometimes people seem to be afraid to speak with a humble confidence. But yet, if the Lord has come and has spoken to us, we should not deny it. We should acknowledge the great God has looked upon me. The Lord hasn't dealt with me as my sins deserve, but in love to my soul. Just think of that. The love of God. The love of God. The great God condescends to look upon us, unworthy sinners of the earth. And it's because he's loved us with an everlasting love. See, once the Lord has set his love upon us, he loves us always. We'll never remove that love. Never remove it. Well, again, is the Lord our shepherd? Has he shown us something of his love toward us? Can you say this morning, by the grace of God, yes, he has loved me, unworthy sinner, loved me with an everlasting love. It's a very wonderful truth. It's a very humbling truth to think that God, and again, let's not lose sight of the greatness of God, the creator of all things, the ruler of all things, whoever was and is and ever will be, a truth that our minds cannot assimilate. God is so great, and yet to think this great God has looked upon us. He's known where we were from the second that we were born. He knows where you are this morning. He knows you're here. He knows you're listening to the gospel. And what a blessing, therefore, if you're able to come and say, yes, by the grace of God, I believe the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, the grace of God. Isn't it a wonderful truth? The free, unmerited favour. You can never stand and say, I'm a good person. I deserve God's notice. None of us deserve God's notice at all. That's why John Newton wrote that beautiful hymn, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now found, 'tis grace that's made me free. Well, no doubt you all sung that. So many people in the world. But what a blessing if it's true of you and me. If we can join hands with John Newton. Naturally, he was a wild and a bad man. But you see, no one is too bad. No one is too wild. Because the Good Shepherd knows where they are. And the Good Shepherd goes after them. Yes, remember the wonderful account of the parable the Lord Jesus spoke. When he was on the earth, he spoke about the sheep and the flock of sheep, and he left the 99 and went after the one that had gone away. Wandered away. The good news is, we can't go beyond the sight of Almighty God. Yes, well, the Lord went after that one sheep, found that sheep, put the sheep on his shoulders, carried him back. Oh, the mercy of God, or the love of God. wonderful, therefore, to be able to meditate, and to be able to contemplate the great and wonderful truths that we have contained in the Word of God. Well, the Lord is my shepherd. Let me ask you a question. Do you read the Bible? I guess you would probably everyone here would say yes, they read the Bible. Well, why do you read the Bible? Why do you read the Bible? Do you read the Bible because you believe it to be the Word of God? Or do you just read it perhaps to satisfy your conscience and think you're getting some ticks in heaven because you're doing this? Well, you want to read it because you love to read it, and because it describes to you what this heavenly shepherd does and is doing. You want to be able to trace out your life, your spiritual life, in the words of the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is so complete. It describes the spiritual position of every true believer. Every true believer. You will be able to find a description of your spiritual life. You might need to read it hard and long. You'll find it. Because the Word of God tells us, seek and ye shall find. Never give up. Remember, we all have a great adversary who doesn't want us to know the Lord is our shepherd. Well, don't forget, the devil has always been a liar from the very beginning, in the creation of the world, when he tempted Eve and Adam in the Garden of Eden. And he posed that question, hath God said? Yes, a temptation. And of course, poor old Eve, she was taken in by his cunning. My friends, let us not be taken in by his cunning. Let us seek unto the Lord in a time when he may be found. And so let us not pass over these great and important things. You know, we read together in this 10th chapter about the Lord. He putteth forth his own sheep and goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. And the sheep follow him. Is the Lord Jesus going before you today? Do you see him? He sets before us a wonderful and glorious example. And as we're told, he pleased not himself. He pleased his Father. He came into this world to do his Father's will. He didn't fail. My friends, today, are you and I doing the will of our heavenly shepherd? Be honest. Don't pretend. Don't be fooled by the devil, who may try and convince you, well, you're okay, you know, you can carry on doing all those things, or these things, and you'll be alright. Don't listen to the devil. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the truth of God. Listen to the warnings which are given to us in the Word of God. What a mercy it is then, if we have and know this heavenly shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And then the last clause says, I shall not want. I shall not want. And we can place that really in an eternal context. You might not receive all the things you want in this life, but it doesn't matter. But it does matter if you don't receive eternal blessings. And so what a favour it is if you believe this truth, I shall not want, And you will believe it if you have the evidence the Lord is your shepherd. And that heavenly shepherd, the Saviour, is directing you and leading you. Remember, he goes before. We're told he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Yes, my friends, God makes no mistakes. It may be a difficult journey on this earth. In actual fact, I could probably say it will be a difficult journey, because the Lord Jesus tells us it is through much tribulation that we shall inherit the kingdom. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And there is, therefore, that wonderful and glorious inheritance which is set before all the sheep of Christ. It's not something that you and I work for. An inheritance is given. We don't work for it, we're given it. And so it is with regards to the great gift of eternal life, the inheritance which is incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away. And then those wonderful words, reserved in heaven for you. Well, what a blessing it is today. If we are the sheep of Christ, and if we are, there is a place reserved in heaven for each one who is called by his grace. A place that cannot be removed. It's reserved. Wonderful, isn't it? But the vital thing is that we have a place. And we will have a place if we have the evidence that the Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd. If he's our shepherd, you know, we will realise the wonderful favour that he died upon that cross at Calvary to redeem our souls, to pay the price. And the price was the price of blood. Without shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness, there's no remission. But Christ Jesus shed his most precious blood. How valuable it is. And you need to recognize it with regard to eternity, and to realize it's through the precious blood of the Saviour that we are delivered from spending eternity in hell. Well, may we be found amongst those who truly desire to praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We shall sing that after the baptisms, and it's a good thing to sing, and I hope you and I can sing it from our heart. You've probably sung it many times, and it's never meant anything to you. What a blessing it is if now it does mean something. And you can say, bless the Lord, my soul. Let all within me join. Yes, bless the Lord. Well, the Lord knows, my friends, where we all are here today. We've gathered here on this occasion. May it not just be for the occasion, but may it be the Lord God has come and graciously favoured us with his presence and blessing, so that we may have come with no desire. May we go away with a hunger and thirst after righteousness. This glorious shepherd is referred to in Hebrews as a great shepherd. Is he a great shepherd to you and me? In Peter, as the chief shepherd. Again, is he your and my chief shepherd? Be a blessing if he is. And then in this chapter that we read, refers to him as the good shepherd. What think ye of Christ is the test. What do you think of him this morning? If you're asked to write down what you thought of Christ, what would you say? What would you say? Would you be able to say truthfully, he is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Well, the things of God are the most important. The knowledge of Christ is more precious than gold. You may be seeking after gold. You may be seeking after the things of time. They will vanish. They will pass away. But the knowledge of Christ, the personal knowledge of this heavenly shepherd, will stand forever. It'll be a strength in time. It'll be with you in eternity. Well, may the Lord graciously condescend to come and to bless us indeed. And remember these simple words. It couldn't be more simple, could it? The Lord is my shepherd.